Hi, my name is Vladimir Carol Michael Bounder Black. I was born November 5th, 1926, in Minnesota, Ohio. There was adopted way later.
Okay. In your earlier years, approximately 1 to 19 years, what games did you play as a child?
Oh. Tag, Red Rover, Red Rover. My knees were football, basketball, baseball. Hide and go seek.
Okay. And different children of ethnic groups and original races play together in this way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they play, so we know. No particular division.
Do they marry?
The ethnic groups did. Racially, there were no marriages, but ethnically, there were.
Okay. Where did you go to school? What was the class
that? Yeah, I went all 12 years to Sinesville Grade School and Sinesville High School on the east side of Jamestown, Ohio. And all the classrooms, I guess, were warm enough and friendly enough, but it was still the old system of schools with rigid discipline. And most of the grade school teachers, I think, probably were ahead of their time, because most of them really decorated their classrooms and had parents and things of interest.
Okay. Do you remember any books you read?
Well, all the usual. The Tom Swift series and the Gary Todd series and Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer and all series of books.
How many in the grade? How many kids in one classroom?
Oh, there's probably 35 to 40
per
classroom.
The boys and girls expected to act in different ways, and how was
it? I mean, the old idea. Still, that boys were supposed to grow up to be doctors or truck drivers or fires, and then girls were supposed to grow up to be nurses and school teachers and secretaries.
What were children expected to do at home?
Did they have to go to that? No, we had chores to do at home. When I stayed with my folks, which was during the school year, I had to help my dad with the garden. Keep the garage clean, keep the cellar clean, haul the ashes out from the coal burning furnace, empty the garden, help my mother with the housework and the dishes, learn to cook. And when I stayed with my grandparents in the summertime on the farm, and I had farm tours to do too, milking and feeding of livestock, and working in the fields with my grandfather. I have one living brother. He's almost 11 years younger than I am. My mother lost 5 boys between us. But I had a cousin that was raised by my grandparents, my mother's people, and they lived in town, and just, it wasn't laid out in city blocks in the areas where we lived. There was just a bunch of streets here and there. My grandparents probably lived about 2 miles over. My oldest cousin and I grew up almost like brother and sister. He was 4 years older than I was. Evelyn. Evelyn Cooper.
What was your brother's name?
Donald.
Where was your house?
We lived across the street from the grade school where I went to school. Because my dad said that grade school was directly across the street and the high school was catty corner. So I could go through the grade school yard and then across the street to the high school over here. And our house was a 2-story house. Here, living room, big dining room, kitchen. And the bathroom when I was little was my playroom. And then when we got older, it became the room where both my dad and I had desks to work. And there was a little entranceway in the back. We tore off the backboard and sealed the thing off, and that was where the refrigerator and stuff was kept. And there were 3 bedrooms and a bath upstairs. Wood construction.
Well, you have a sister's car.
I talked to my mom after I talked to you the other day. Almost the first 2 years of my life, the only time I was out of the house was long enough to be taken to the parish church to be baptized. But I had a long running bout with pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And we had a hard time. Later, when I was in seminary, we did work at the tuberculosis hospital. They x-rayed us every semester. And the first time I had x-rays, they called me in because there was scar tissue in the bottom. Ones, and they wanted to know if I'd had TB before, and I said no, but I'd had almost 2 years as a baby from the time I was born. I had this running bout with pneumonia, and the doctor at the time said that's probably what it was, but that scar tissue was left over from my pneumonia. Then when I was in, what, fourth grade, I guess they claimed I had heart trouble. They kept me home for a semester. In those days, the drastic changes in medicine. Anyone, for example, when I was a kid, if you had a heart attack, you were just an invalid for the rest of your life. And today we do the opposite. We teach them to exercise and go bicycle riding and do things. So there's been a whole change in attitude in the medical profession, how to treat things.
Okay. How are your birthdays celebrating? What type?
I like pie better than I like cake. And my mother always made me a birthday pie. If there was a birthday party of any kind, she'd make cake too, but for the family celebration, it was always pie. And, my favorite present, of course, was, I told you the other day, was the old KDK in Pittsburgh had this early morning, today they call him a folk singer, he sang country songs, mainly from the hill country of the south. His name was Pie Plant Pete. I always remember this. And times were pretty hard in the Depression years when I was real little. And I think it was my 6th birthday. My dad got me out of bed early. I loved to listen to Pie Plant Pete, and my father couldn't afford to buy me a present at that time. And so he wrote the Pie Plant Pete, and one of my favorite songs of the thing was the Wabash Cannonball. And he sang it for me, special named me, and sang it for me as a birthday present from my dad.
Did your dad just write a letter?
Yeah. In those days, postage was 3 cents for a letter.
Do they do it on weight?
Hmm?
Do they do it on weight?
No. Well, yeah, but a regular letter went for 3 cents. Postcard went for pennies.
How would children be? Did they remember the bell ringing school? That
$1 thing that went off the Yeah. Very rich. I mean, you were there exactly on the dot of time or suffered the consequences. Discipline at home and discipline at school were very similar. Spanking. Any teacher was allowed to spank in her classroom, his classroom. And in high school, some of the bigger boys were disciplined when they needed a good slap across the side of the face. I had she was my homeroom teacher for 5 years, and she taught me English for 2 years. I backed off her one day, and she slapped me across the side of the face. She knocked me clear out of the on the floor. I always loved her because she was the only teacher that wouldn't report things to my dad all the time. She and I had a run, and she settled it. All the other things he taught where I went to school. Every time they'd have a run with me, they'd discipline me, but then they'd also run to tell my father, and I'd get it a second time when I got home.
I hate that.
With my mother's father was a German. And in fact, I mean, he didn't come from Germany, but his ancestors And he kept the huge, gigantic family Christmas to love the German people. The tree that scraped the ceiling, and presents. Although, one day, instead of Santa Claus, we were raised to believe in St. Nicholas. And St. Nicholas came for the children on the 6th of December. When we got up the morning of the 6th of December, there would be toys and candy.
December
25th? Yeah.
Oh.
Then the 25th, we go to the midnight services at Christmas. And Christmas Day, open our presents. Those that keep of the old country tradition, because this is true elsewhere in the world, only in the United States. No, we'd open them. There were certain presents that were given to us St. Nicholas Day. Small toys, some candy. That was the children's day. St. Nicholas is the patron saint of children. And in the old country, he comes dressed as a bishop, which is what he really was, the real St. Nicholas. Back in 1588, then the third part of our Christmas is St. Nicholas Day was the children, beginning of the Christmas tide. Then the 25th of December was the whole family together. And then on the 6th of January, when the church remembers the coming of the three wise men, they see the little boy Jesus, our Lord, was almost 2 years old by the time they came to him. They definitely weren't in the state of the American Christmas tide, haven't they? That's when we took our Christmas presents and went to visit our friends.
January 6th.
So the Christmas season was a long season for us.
Just to ask if there was anything.
Not there. I did after I came west, but not for the
also remember that everyone is my
Well, we, our family, were.
Did you ever, Christmas
carols? So we sang them at home, and then when I was in my teens, the youth groups in the church went caroling. That was part of the fun. And when the Christmases that I spent down in the farm with my father's people, when we'd get down there for Christmas, part of it was go sled riding in the big sleigh, the horse-drawn sleigh. They put 10 of us or so crammed into one of the horse sleighs and go Christmas caroling to the farm. The farmers always had hot cider. I'm sure for the adults it was a little stronger than cider.
Okay, what was dating like?
It's the custom that prevailed today of going steady was untrue of when I was in high school. Of all the years that I was in school, in the 4 years in high school, I knew of only two of the kids in our school. They went steady with each other all 4 years of high school and were finally married and they're still married. But the rest of us, you'd have a date this week to go dancing with one person and next week you might invite someone else. I don't know, I guess we believe in monogamous marriage in our culture, but we don't believe in monogamous courtship.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a midwife or something?
No, I'll go to the doctor, Dr. Schaffner.
Okay. Why
did
why did you or your family?
I came because of my interest in doing Indian work. I got my best buddy in the Army during the years I was in the Army was an Navajo boy. And I went to visit him when I got home from the Army. I began to be very interested in the possibility of doing Indian work, and by this time I also wanted to study for the priesthood.
You hadn't yet.
And the Episcopal Church does a great deal of Indian work in the United States. Probably almost half of the Indian missions in the United States are operated by the Episcopal Church. And the Bishop of Wyoming came to visit at the seminary and found out I was interested, invited me out here for summer work. So I came June of 51, and I counted in home ever since. Okay, let's see, I graduated from high school in June of 44, and was in the Army, spent 3 years in the Army, 2.5 of it overseas in Europe. And I came home in February of 47, and I worked in the steel mill from 47, from February till August, and went to school at Kent in September. So I took my bachelor's degree in education at Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. Went to Maryland St. Mary's Seminary at Beckley Hall at Kenyon College in Southern Ohio. We graduated there in June of 53. I came west right away and was stationed out at St. Michael's. I was ordained priest there in December of 53. And I was the assistant priest at St. Michael's Mission and drove school bus and talked to school and helped coach at the 8th grade parochial school that we had at that time. They have to be thoroughly educated and tested. And I said the other day we had that before we finished seminary, we had 8 days, 8 hours a day of written exams, and 8 days, 8 hours a day of oral exams, over 3 years of work. They don't put it to quite that many things anymore, but they still have a very rigid set of exams. I'd never do it over again.
Okay. What was your first impression of
this? I came in by bus from Casper. Two of us drove out together, and two of them were being stationed in Casper, and one was being stationed in Maryland. So I came on over by bus, and the thing that I remember was the haze of dust over the land. I think Main Street was almost the only clear street in town. There were a lot of dirt streets anyhow. I don't know how many, but quite a few. I really don't know what size it was at that time.
Where did you get one?
At the mission, where we lived in the homes at St. Michael's Mission, their water intake came in by the coolest place, came directly out of the river. And down, we had wooden pipes. Came down the wooden pipes and gravity flowed to the mission almost being, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles or more even. And we had all the mission buildings had indoor plumbing. Well, I had a shower.
Okay.
My apartment was a small three-room apartment for the bachelor's degree. And I had a shower.
So where did people stop for groceries?
At that time, most of the Shun people in the upper Arapahoe, the east of the Arapahoe, came to the landing. And the lower Arapahoe was mainly the river.
Do the town have any bars and brothels?
Oh, yeah, plenty of bars. And by, I'm pretty sure there was one here in Lander. I don't know where. There was one in Hudson. Just as you go in from Lander over on the right hand side. No, a brothel.
You
went to the other? There was one in Riverton. I won't say that necessarily. There was one in Riverton. I know there was one in Shoney and Vermont. But there were plenty of bars, except at that time, Indian people were not legally allowed to buy or use alcoholic beverages. No. Some would sell it out the back door to them. and the bootleggers, there were plenty of bootleggers.
Was there much violence in the town?
Not especially, outside of maybe usual church places or whatever.
What churches and denominations did denominations have followers in
the town? Of course, on the reservation, it was primarily Episcopalian and Roman Catholic. Traditionally, those two have always been the Indian worship. The Episcopal Church started here years ago before the Jesuit fathers came to the Roman Catholic Church. Here in town, there was an Episcopal Church. It was where the parking lot is back at First National Bank now. And the old Holy Rosary was the brick church that's now one of the real estate offices directly across the street from where the Episcopal Church was. And I think the Methodists still were occupying the building where the Church of Christ is now, just down from where the old Central Bank and Trust building was. I can't place any. We sometimes the river out home around Eastbury would come over its banks, but not terribly far off.
Did any epidemics to the town?
Not that I didn't know of, outside of the usual winter blues and cold.
Okay, where
are the duty ones going to be? At the time, the Indian people, of course, went to the Indian hospital, and there was a complete hospital at the fort at the time, along with the medical officers. And then everyone that wasn't enrolled out of home or people here in town, Dr. Mary and Dr. Holt had started the Lander Clinic sometime around then. That's where we were most of the country. Some of the non-enrolled Indians came into town, they especially like Dr. Merritt, especially the Indian women. They were still very touchy about going to a man doctor, particularly with women, medical problems were involved. And Dr. Merritt had such a tremendously outgoing personality that she and the people, Indian people, got along extremely well together.
Is there a union hall?
There probably was a union hall down at, I don't know for sure because of the old coal mines that were down there. There was none here in Lander that I know of.
Okay. Were there holidays that the whole town celebrated?
Mainly, of course, 4th of July with the big parade and the rodeo. The Indian people came in and we camped below the hill where the cemetery is now, and then kind of back and over west from where the Holy Rosary Catholic Church is now. Oh yeah. Take part in the very first year I was here after I was ordained, I played John Roberts on the Trinity Episcopal Church Club here in town. Had to wear a huge bearskin coat on a scalding hot July day.
He also has a rodeo.
No, and as far as I'm told, I don't know for sure, but I've been told that the Lander Pioneer Day celebration is older than the Cheyenne Frontier Day. The Cheyenne was able to catch on nationally more than the Lander. But there's still a lot of people that make the point of being in Lander. There's a tremendous industry in town for the 4th of July. The non-Indian people, like here in Lander and so on, probably, most of them buried at Mount Hope Cemetery up on the hill east of town. On the reservation, the Shoshone people tended mostly to bury at the Sacagawea Cemetery or the old, what they called the Soldier Cemetery at the fort.
That's the one coming right on the corner.
Yeah. And then the Arapahoes bury in family units. There's the Cross for Friday, Cemetery, and there's the Yellow Cat Cemetery, and there's the White King Cemetery. They generally bury that way, although there is a small cemetery just south of the Mission St. Michael Cemetery. There's quite a few people buried there. But most of Hierapolis bury is their family cemetery.
Can you bury me?
I'll be buried in the Chaucer by the cemetery with the Thunder. Billy and Bernard Thunder, old Billy Thunder, took me as his brother in 51, and when Indian people take someone as a relative, you really are, to all purposes, you're part of the family. In fact, I feel closer to them than I do probably to my own blood relatives, because I've lived more and spent more time with them. Over half my life has been here.
They adopted me.
Well, my grandmother gave me my name Brown Bear when I was a little boy. My mother's side.
Is there any rats in the
house? I can't remember when Walker made anything, whether he came before I did or after I did. But for a long time, the Manns were the only black family in the town. Well, he was, when he first came to town, he worked at the old Fremont Hotel, where the new Central Bank was set. That's the one that burned. Several people lost their lives in that fire. Then Walker worked for the post office system, and he was working for U.S. Steel. And Mrs. Mann worked up at the school at the U.S. Steel.
Do you know now?
As far as I know, she
was. Oh, but he was retired.
Well, I don't know, because when the plant closed, I don't know what he's done.
Did he ever have any trouble getting along with people?
Not particularly.
I remember.
In fact, a story of a reverse situation that I know one of the neighbors who were walking with a PC walking home. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Three levels, five on the home. And, I know one of the families of his neighbor to Walker, and of course Walker's place is always immaculate, just beautifully kept. This one neighbor went out to visit some of his wife's people in California, and when they found out that he had a black person for a neighbor, they began to sympathize with him. He kept leading them on. Oh yeah. They said, well, what did you do to property? I always said it really affected property values. But he didn't have to wait. He said it was the opposite. He said Walker kept his place so immaculate. And the lawn, the trees, the garden, the flowers, everything was just something like something out of Better Homes and Gardens. Everybody else on the street just about broke their neck trying to make their place look as good as Walker's.
So, I remember he always fell out. He always used to have candy.
Of course, I worked almost exclusively with Indian people out there from the reservation. Teaching at St. Michael's in the Assistant Priest at St. Michael's was probably 99.9% of Indian and the makeup of the congregation.
When you first arrived here, what did you think?
Pretty much the same as they do today. The men wore Levi trousers or sometimes in Western shirts. The men at that time, and I was that generation, always wore hats when we go outside. And the girls by that time began to wear jeans at school and so on. The women, older women, wore dresses well below the knees. Shawls, the older women wore shawls and good Pendleton blankets.
Okay,
do you want to tell about yourself? Yeah. I'll just mention that. I danced for Apple Sundance twice, and I fasted alone five times on the mountain. The fasting was 3 days and three nights with no food and no water. And it's in connection with Indian religion.
And on the Sundance?
It's also one of the lodges in connection with the Indian religion.
Have you ever heard of little people?
Yes. I think there's a very good possibility that the last of the old sheep eaters, there was a tribe. We know there definitely was a tribe of pygmies, almost. They were called sheep eaters because they drove the sheep over, like the plains and the buffalo dropped.